Everybody ready?
10-4.
Call this meeting to order. Mr. Mark.
Almighty God and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to forgive us where we fall short at, Lord. Lord, we ask you everything we do tonight be in accordance with your will and the betterment of our county. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge
allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, living in justice for all.
Hey, you
can
keep late to 2 meetings in the same day.
Know that. That's just a
super. Here he comes, right here. All right.
Need approval of the minutes from the regular meeting June the 6th.
Motion.
A motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Vouchers.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Any constitutional officers here like to speak? Okay. Need a motion to go into public hearing.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Petition by Jesus and Martha and Anna requesting a special exception be granted as provided in section 4.3.5 special exception. To be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County parcel number 01-13-4512-0000-0810-434 Northeast 7th Street, Old Town, Florida 32680. Commission District 2, Mr. Daniel Wood. This was tabled from the last meeting at my request.
Okay. Any opposition?
No, sir.
Any on the phone?
Anybody here?
No problem. Y'all heard anything?
No, sir.
Motion to approve.
Motion, okay. Mr. Wood, to approve. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye. Hey, one quick question before we go back into the commission meeting. In 2015, it was brought before the board. The zoning was incorrect out of the Fletch welding shop. It's now grazed. And the adjacent property in there also was up for sale, and they wanted it documented again that that is supposed to be viewed as a commercial site. There's a service station that was there previously. I told the new prospective owner that this was already talked about once before and that the maps were incorrect, and it's holding up their sale of the property, and they wanted us to articulate that it would be viewed as commercial. It should have been that way since 1990.
Mm-hmm.
It never got fixed in 2015, just like a bunch of the other items on the map.
Motion to fix it.
Second.
We got a motion.
Is that part of the Duda song?
No.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to get it fixed.
Okay.
Second, Mr. Osteen, any discussion? All in favor?
As much as you can.
Well, it should have been from 1990 when they adopted the maps. It's been incorrect ever since. It's been brought up before. I showed him the minutes where it's been brought up before, and it's a large purchase, so they want to protect their investment.
I don't blame them.
Motion to go back to the board.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, go back to the board. Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Almost got away.
Yep.
Resolution 2024-42.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor. Thank you, Mr. Leon. Anti-drug. Ain't nobody here. Okay. Mr. Steve.
Evening, board.
How you doing?
All right. We have currently 928 active accounts in Suwannee that have been raised up by 4. So people are starting to build back. FEMA. We're in the final stages of approval for reimbursement, roughly about $633,000. Part of this will be for the water meters and the labor to replace those. FEMA has denied replacing our lift station in Fall Panel and moving the lift station across 349 to Suwannee Water and Sewer District property. they are considering this an upgrade. I have reached out to our Rural Water Association for help at this time. We're working on a $1.2 million grant with them to move the station and the control panel. We just completed our 22-23 audit. For the first time ever, we had zero corrective actions on our report. This is the first time in over 10 years. So it was a very good audit.
Good deal.
Some of the board members and I feel it is our obligation to inform you that our board meeting on Monday, 17 June, ended up completely and utterly inappropriate. A board member threatened not only an employee but others in the gallery. It got to the point where the sheriff's office was called to send a deputy to our meeting. Next thing, grinder pumps. We are in our final stages of replacement. We have had to purchase 14 spools of control wire due to the state not purchasing enough 75 to 100-foot cables for the long runs. We have approximately 15% plus or minus remaining to be completed. We have had contractor concerns brought up to us and the county. Leon had obliged and looked at some of the completed installation. At this point, we have stopped one contractor from going forward with any more installation in order to go back and do corrective issues. Today, we did look at 60, and 10 of them needed to have some kind of corrective issue. And that's all I have for the chief.
Thank you, Mr. Steve.
Steve, on that meeting, you and I spoke on it Tuesday and put a plan in place for the vice chairman to take over.
Yes.
And so all that's took care of, and y'all have run all this through red.
The meeting, that was the emergency meeting we're having on Monday, the chairman will recuse himself.
Good.
The vice chair will take over the gavel.
Okay. That should help have a little bit
hope so.
Better. Terrible meeting.
Yeah. And there's only one topic.
Right.
Meeting.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Bailey.
Good evening, everyone. Just a couple of quick status updates on our projects. The EOC, we're still working on the value engineering items to see about reducing the cost of that. We met with Darren and his staff yesterday, came up with some more ideas there. So we will have something at the next board meeting to present to y'all as far as that project goes. During that meeting yesterday, we also discussed the two new fire stations, one in Horseshoe and the one up at 351 and 349. We got a scope of work as far as the floor plan moving forward, so we'll be working on our task work orders and have those to y'all as well for the next meeting. Old Town Fire Station construction is still going on. They actually poured slab today, is what I was told, so that's moving on quite well right now. The CDBG application, or CDBG project for 95th and 97th, we provided the county with a couple documents that I believe are going to get signed tonight, and that will allow us to submit the plans and the environmental review to Florida Commerce for review. Once those two items are approved, we will request authorization to advertise that, so we should be moving
getting closer
construction, yes, sir. Here in the near future, as soon as we can get all that approved with Florida Commerce.
Deal.
And the last two things, 82nd Avenue is advertising. It started last week. We've got a pre-bid meeting scheduled for June 27th, and the bid opening will be July 16th for 82nd Avenue. And the Sheriff's Office Evidence Building, we sent another iteration of the floor plan out a week or so ago. And we're looking for the sheriff's office to approve that so we can start putting together the actual full set plans on that project
and get that one moving forward. That is all I have, unless y'all have any questions for me.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Mr. Locklear.
Evening, Mr. Chair. Just a couple of quick updates. We started work on the Horseshoe Beach dredging, Thomas Money dredging, and Shard Island projects. Scott's office has been doing that. Survey work has started in Horseshoe. It's going to take another 30 days or so, according to the surveyor, to finish that. They've done a lot of land surveying. Now they've got to move into bathymetry and getting the all of the canals. We have a site visit set up for all three sites next week with our coastal engineering subs and Hutch. We're going to go around to all the places and make sure that they put eyes on what they need to see and also get the geotech testing of the sediment in the canal, sediment at the beach, and then sediment at the spoil site. We're going to match up and meet certain criteria to be able to bring that in. So that's where we are on that. All I have, unless you have any questions for me.
Hang on, I got one man. Mr. Nobles.
Yes, sir.
You gave me this to speak at the end. Right now, if you got any questions, he can probably
ask. I was going to offer up Horseshoe Beach. We own a survey. We had all the canals surveyed about a year ago. We have that on record, and we'd be glad to pass that forward to send you that second survey.
I appreciate that. FEMA is going to require us to do a certain type of bathymetry survey of a canal channel, but we can utilize that. We have to show conditions like right now versus what we're going to be designing to.
If they're good to you, then I can make sure.
I'll certainly take it.
Yeah,
more data is better than less data.
That's right. That's right.
That's all I have on
canal. Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'll be sure to get Will on that.
Okay.
Yeah, the sooner the better we get started on that.
Understood. Yep.
I have one question for you.
Yes, sir.
I know they sent some paperwork back to you for some more information. Where are we at on that?
So we got an REI from both the Water Management District and Army Corps. Rather robust REI, a little more than I had hoped. 21 questions. We're answering them as fast as we can. There is a site visit that has to be done, organized.
Okay.
Going to try to shoot for next week. Depends on their availability, the district.
Okay.
We're working diligently.
Please.
I understand.
I mean, yes, please, we need to get that done.
I agree.
Thank you, John.
I hope for less than 21 questions, but
well, thank you very much, yes, John. I appreciate everything.
Any questions?
Nope. Nope. Thank you, Mr. John.
Thank you.
Miss Cindy, she's not here, is she? Not? Yep. Mr. Freeman, he's not here. Hutch's not here. Tim's not here. Mr. Wright.
Yes, sir.
This is what's wrong.
I do have one item for under Steve's code enforcement.
Okay.
We did get the order back from DEP on the tires behind the Methodist Church in Old Town. They have 21 days to comply with that. There's some very high fines associated with that. Like a $2,000 court cost fee initially up front and then a $10,000 per day fine after that the DEP is issued to that. I know you got some phone calls on that because they had another load of tires come in there and get offloaded. Because they've already been issued a warning and they had an order in place coming down the pipeline, that could turn into something worse for that individual. But the order is in place, so now it's a waiting game for the 21 days to expire.
Leon, quick question on that. At $10,000 a day, it won't take that fine long to exceed the property's value. Is there a cap on that, or can it just run from billions of dollars?
It's
in the state's hands?
Yeah, it don't matter whose hands it's in. It's still, there's got to be some a stopping point to say, this is our property. You no longer own this property.
The people that own the property, that's not their property. It's somebody else.
If they, you just contradict what you said. If it's their property, it's their property. But where's the stopping point? Because we've been fighting this for years.
Yep.
Oh, no. I think at the end of the 21 days, you'll start to see the state move in and
They will clean it up.
I have a copy of that order. I can send that over. I had to kind of gather up my thoughts quickly for the meeting because we had. So, Mr. Steve kind of touched on it a little bit. I got the phone calls. I got the emails. I got the text messages on the grinder farm situation in Swanee. Most of this board knows we went through a pretty lengthy ordeal with utility companies. Utility companies have an umbrella scope of work that they operate underneath with some exemptions applied to them because they're a utility company. The building department doesn't get involved with doing inspections for them replacing a grinder pump. That's within their scope of work of what they're allowed to do. No different than Duke Energy in Central Florida replacing a transformer on the pole out there. That's a utility company. That's their work. But due to the volume of calls and complaints and their meeting, I've gotten told that I have to attend their next water board meeting and answer some questions. So I went down to do a site visit and kind of see what some of this was. There are very blatant, obvious code violations because we're now aware of it. We reported back to the utility company to make them aware of it. And I shared it on our Facebook page, public awareness, and the post made it all the way to New York. The distributor manufacturer is sending someone down to attend the next meeting. It's to my understanding they'll have about three representatives there, and their statement was that they would not approve those installs set up like that. So hopefully the answers to the questions will get answered at that meeting, and that's the way it works. You know, something ain't right, and you go and it gets reviewed and resolved and move everybody safe. Codes are there for a reason, protect safety of your people and equipment. And hopefully they can get resolved in a peaceful, civil manner. Best I can do for you. I was asked to go and I walked into a horrible situation. You see under the line item American Coffee, this gentleman contacted the office, come by. He was a little bit of panic. The realtor had actually looked at the zoning map and told him incorrect information. I took it as that they had already did their due diligence research and told him we would talk about it at the meeting. After it's already on here and I got a chance to review it, his zoning does allow him to do what he wants to do. It's on the 82nd Avenue that's fixing to be paved right in Old Town. It was zoned commercial back in the day as a commerce park. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman's here. You want to tell them about your building?
If that's okay with everyone.
Yeah, come on.
What's your name?
Yes, my name is Magic. I'm the owner of All American Coffee, the LLC corporation registered in the state of Florida. The corporation was registered here in the state of Florida back in 2018. I moved to Florida back in 2004, although I moved between Florida and New York State quite often due to business. So recently we decided to purchase a couple of acres in Old Town, and the main decision was based on the fact that me being a resident of Citrus County as well, doing business there, getting permitted and getting all the paperwork done is basically road through hell. So we were looking for another place sort of close proximity. Doing our due diligence, we looked at Dixie County, and I got to say, I was amazed how easy and trouble-less it is to get things done in Dixie County. Mr. Lynn, in particular, was very extremely helpful there with the building department, the health department. We were able to get things done literally in no time. So I'm extremely grateful for that. And on another note, if I go to a meeting like this, and a meeting that starts with a little prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance, I know I'm in the right place. That's a personal note. About the business, we specialize in, I'm in this business for over 34 years.
We specialize in production of liquid coffee concentrate, which is based, which is made for food industry and catering, hotels, restaurants, hospitals, whatever they need, you know, quick beverage. But as soon as we have this plant operational, we want to switch into a retail business as well. So we will be offering, affordable, I believe, coffee products. And I sure hope you'll be able to enjoy it as well. So in the meantime, wish me luck because, you know, there's a lot of work. We're setting up approximately 4,000 square feet facility on the 2 acres we purchased in Old Town. And I'm really hoping that before the end of the year, we'll be fully operational. I have no doubt that I'm in the right place, that's for sure.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, allamericancoffee.com is the website. Learn about company and things we do. And, rest be assured, we are very community-oriented people, and we love to give to the community every step of the way. Okay?
Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you for being on
the show. Yeah, welcome. Good to have you.
I'm in the right place. That's what I know.
I wonder where there's 2 acres.
Right there.
It's right there.
Right in front of Catherine McGinnis's house, out there on the on the new paved road.
Okay.
All righty. It's the little side road that runs parallel to US 19, kind of back.
Back behind where they build the trusses out there, right behind.
The trail.
Yeah,
you know where you get your moonshine.
You're
so young
at the
bus. You're rubbing off on her.
I'd be a lot happier. All right.
I want to go in and get the moonshine.
Say yourself.
That's all I have for the board on that. You only had one on the agenda tonight for the special exception. Next time it won't be that lucky. We have transitioned over into the zoning program. The permit number that's associated with it, or the application number that's associated with it, will be a little bit different so that we can distinguish between permits and zoning. And we're finally able to untangle that and separate those out. And that's taking place now. The next batch that you see, that's what it will be. So other than that,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Scott.
It's good to see y'all. Appreciate y'all's thoughts and prayers. I got one little minor thing today, so just a little bit of context. Last year in January, we got a state grant to do our next gen 911 core services transition for our 911 system. So that's finally been completed. That whole project was completely converted over to the new company in April. Due to delays was due to getting AT&T to give us some a date on when they were going to convert. Anyways, with that, the grant agreement page that we all signed whenever we accepted the grant ends in March of 25. However, since it took them so long to get all the stuff from AT&T, the service agreement with the company now extends beyond that grant. So the DFS kicked it back because of that. So I have an amendment here that the state already approved. I just need y'all's signature, approval and the signature on it to extend that grant so we can get the full amount covered like it should be.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Did y'all see all the new cameras on the... That y'all heard?
I did.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Mr. Brown?
Bro,
more help than that, Jim.
Okay, good deal. Good
help. Good help.
Give me a minute. Chicken scratch. So, I had this nice video prepared for y'all tonight, but our IT man could only get the I, not the T. unfortunately, it was not his fault. The video was filmed from across a really big hotel on a cell phone. So, y'all all know that I went last week to the state EMS meeting. That meeting is set up in a three-day session. They have committees for different things, air medical coverage, disaster response, all kinds of things related to EMS. Those committees meet. They discuss what's going on in the meeting. End of the week, they have a board that sits, and those representatives of those committees go through their coverage and what went on, and they make any changes and vote and make recommendations and fix the things that they found and move the state forward in the EMS world. One of those committees that's been created not long ago is the Community Paramedicine, MIH, Mobile Integrated Health. Ms. Stevens is our community paramedicine paramedic standing behind me. We've discussed some of the things that she does quite regularly, and I won't go through some of that tonight because I have something else I need to get the board to help me with. I was told a few weeks ago that it might be that she was possibly recognized. We went down 2 days early to the Eagles Conference, which is a large state convention for EMS, or national convention, I mean. There was some community paramedicine presentations put together. There were 3 days of nothing but community paramedicine in some of the rooms, and they were invited to speak at those meetings. We had tables set up. She spent 3 days. We kind of, Chief Ferguson kind of filled it off a little bit, but she spent 3 days in there answering questions for other departments, other agencies, whomever else may come. And a lot of things were accomplished. Some I'm not even allowed to tell you in this public meeting because it's embarrassing. But I'll tell you privately later. A lot of things happened there. She was recognized over, and our department was recognized for a lot of things that were carried on there. We're one of the first agencies. I told y'all, Mr. Pendarvis, when he was the EMS chief prior to Mr. Ferguson, wanted to start this program, and we did. In 2021, we officially kicked it off. And we are currently the most well-progressed rural department in the state of Florida. Ms. Stevens is in high demand right now. I think she has 9 agencies wanting to send someone to ride with her.
Okay.
We have about 12 that want our protocols and everything else that we've done and have done. And we're working with them every day to try to get them to where we are. There are some other funding mechanisms that's coming. One of those is the Community Health Worker Program, where we actually will contract with providers. Since we can't bill, as I've told y'all, for community paramedicine work, the state is working on an initiative to make it so that those agencies can contract with providers, and someone like Ms. Stevens can go out and see their patients in the home that perhaps they need a wellness check, a blood pressure check. Since we can't bill for it, we've been eating that in the past out of our EMS budget. With those contracts, she will be able to go out, or they, whomever, and evaluate those patients, and that contract will specify that that primary care agency will bill for that under their practice and pay us a really high percentage.
Yeah.
The state is recommending 70-30. So we would get 70% of whatever they receive. They would get 30% because all they're doing is the billing and maintaining the patient records. I'm happy to say that Ms. Allison was one of the first certified community paramedicine members in the state of Florida to actually attend the Community Health Worker Program. She informed me a few minutes ago on the phone that she thinks she has finished the program. It's about a 30-day program online with some actual hands-on classes as well that she got at Kennedy Space Center when we went down. Some electives that go in there. She's got all of that completed as best she can tell. There is a state exam that comes after that, so she's working to get there. She will be, to my knowledge and to the state's knowledge, Department of Health's knowledge, she'll be the first certified community paramedic in the state of Florida that is also a certified community health worker. And I would be happy to tell y'all that day before yesterday or yesterday, we signed the first contract in the state of Florida, which is still not public to everyone.
with a practitioner to start billing and collecting
through
the mobile integrated health system and the community health worker. I have three more contracts that were passed out yesterday. One of them was well received. The other two, they grunted and left with them after some of my supervisors upset them. I will leave that there. but I wanted to recognize Ms. Allison. The meeting that I was talking about, the state meeting, they did recognize Dixie County when it came to that representative. She was recognized. It was videoed and recorded. We have it if you would like to watch it, but unfortunately the volume is such, since the young lady was across the room with a cell phone, that you can't hear it to the back of the room. So anyone that wants to watch it would be happy to play it. But she was recognized at the state EMS meeting. She personally was not. The name was not called, but Dixie County Community Paramedicine Program was, and she is that. So that article was also posted by Chief Ferguson, the article that was recognized. You have copies of it in the folder that we gave you in the Florida Fire Chiefs magazine, which is a monthly magazine that comes out. Our department was highlighted there, and this program was highlighted there, and the young lady that was talking on the board was recognizing our department as being that department that's moving it forward, and referred back to this article that Chief Ferguson wrote. So I'll give you each a copy of that. I'll be happy to get anyone else a copy that wants it. I'm sorry that we can't play the video, but I wouldn't be embarrassed if I played it to hear it. So I opted not to. But I wanted to recognize Ms. Allison for what she has done. She's worked diligently every day to make this happen. With that, there are some other things that are coming in the state in this area, and the state started out with community paramedicine just as a program because it was being done nationally, but they didn't know what to do with it, and they left everything really open. So some of them are mental health workers. Some are doing strictly medications. There's all kinds of levels of what these people do. Ms. Stevens is involved in mental health quite a bit. We have to send her at least twice a month to evaluate. But no, honestly, I'm trying to make light of it a little bit, but she has touched a lot of people in a lot of areas. She deals with anything and everything from helping sorting out their medications to providing their ride to the pharmacy. Whatever it is that needs to be done, she makes sure it happens, providing food and meals, providing medical equipment that we can't buy and provide. She's having them donated, providing them to them. Also assisting the doctor's offices, as they call, with those evaluations. So a lot of things are in the works in this part of the world, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think y'all think it's not. But with that, as they begin to bring this to a more formal program, I have to write it down. There are some things that the state has recommended that we do, and some of those are to begin to get memorandums of understanding with other agencies that we work with. We just got one today. Who did we with Meridian?
Meridian
Health filled out one, signed. I just have to sign it and it come in at 5 o'clock. Department of Health has done one. We actually are in the process, or they are in the process, of setting up a monthly program where she and the Department of Health representative nurses will go out to different locations in our county with their mobile clinic that they have and their mobile dental area. And they will be going out on certain days of the month to probably the parking lot across the street, across from United Christian Services on the day that they pass things out, to the schools when they open back up, First District Community Center, what are some others?
Swanee, when they get food distributions.
Swanee, their food distributions. Anything where there's a large amount of people, we're going to try to get them coordinated into those dates so that they can be there. We'll be talking to you more about our local Department of Health at the next meeting, so there will be some more good news to come with that. I think you'll all be very happy with the information that's fixing to come to you in that respect. But with those things being said, one of the things that the state recommended to me was that we get some support from the Board of County Commission. I know y'all have been very supportive, you've been very verbal about that, but we wanted to make it formal, so we had it in writing. We discussed whether to do a letter or a resolution. We opted with a resolution if the board would so choose to sign that, and if you'll give me just a moment, I'll read it to you. It's Resolution 2024-47, Dixie County Community Paramedicine Mobile Integrated Health Program. Whereas access to reliable health care is increasingly necessary for citizens of Dixie County, and whereas local health care services have not been made available to these communities due to the high cost of building and
necessary facilities across sparsely populated areas, and whereas Dixie County Emergency Services are equipped with the necessary existing materials and staff to provide reliable health care to Dixie County, and whereas Dixie County Community Paramedicine Mobile Integrated Health Program is uniquely qualified to help expand health care access for rural communities given their existing experience and success. Therefore, be it resolved, the Dixie County Board of County Commission supports the Dixie County Community Paramedicine Mobile Integrated Health Program to assist in health care services to the city citizens of Dixie County and resolve this day. We have a formal copy if the board would so choose to sign that. We would much appreciate that to help move this program forward.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Thank you very much, gentlemen. There will be more to come with what we just resolved in this resolution. I'm not at liberty to give you some of the information yet. It's still not public. The same as that contract, it is even not public to most people yet. We were at the meetings and we knew it was coming. I knew the doctors, I knew the people, and we were able to get a template to set ours up with. So that will be moving forward. The company that we did go with and have already contracted with is Mr. Logan Andrews. He is a resident of the county. His office is across the river. He does a lot of home health care. He's very excited to get to work. July 1st, he wants to make it move, but we actually have the contract today, so if he gets a patient, we can make it happen. We give one to Palms Medical representatives yesterday. We give one to North Florida Medical yesterday, who is our FQHC for the county. And I also gave another to the Department of Health to actually cover the billing portions so that if they ever were to staff doctors back in our health department, they could also assist us with the community health program that we have. As y'all know, that capability was taken away some years ago by the state, and we're fighting every day to get better health care here, and we'll see what happens next meeting. That's pretty much what I have. Ms. Allison was also requested while we were there to do a video. The young lady that performed the videoing actually filmed Ms. Ivanka Trump's wedding and some other high-profile people. The state contracted her to come in. Ms. Allison done a 35-minute interview. There were four of us watching, and all of us were crying. So she held hers off until we got done. The second in charge, the deputy director, I guess it is, for the Department of Health was one that was interviewed, and two other emergency services chiefs or members were interviewed. So it was a very limited amount of interviews that occurred, and she was one of those. So you should be proud of her. I think you will get to see the video at some point in the very near future. I know things have been requested and things are moving. They wanted some of our logos and different things to go along with that. So stand by, gentlemen. There's more to come on that. But I do appreciate y'all's help with that. And Allison, I appreciate the work that you've done here.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Allison.
I speak from the heart, Allison. You've been to my house to help with my mother and my mother's
That is pretty much what I have, gentlemen. We did get the floors poured. I've been up since 4 this morning. We were pouring concrete at 4:20 when I got there. They had dumped six loads already, six trucks. So we have floors at the fire station in Old Town, and Mr. Bailey has assured me that we're going to have somebody to work on one at the EOC shortly. And if we can get the land in Horseshoe, we're still waiting to hear. We will move forward with the other two. I have one other item that Chief Garner needs to get to y'all. It's in your packets, but first, does the board have anything else with me?
Darren, on the paramedicine, I know Allison, you've done one shut down, and I adopted an 86-year-old man. He's my oldest son. it's really touching to see the passion firsthand. You hear about it on the streets, but she just, it was above and beyond. It's undescribable. And some of these folks, they need her. And I've always supported the paramedicine, and it's time to get her some help. I truly believe that. We've got to figure that out. And we're going to get her some help, and thank you for everything you do.
What kind of help are we
talking
about?
Whatever.
Mental.
That resolution, Mr. Hatch, that resolution is part of getting help.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's some things coming that we may be able to do, and we'll see where that goes, but I am working on that. If not, we will continue to put it in our plan and move it forward. But it's a good program.
It's a great program.
The next thing is to get someone else there, because I will tell you, when we started this the first year, she run, correct me if I'm wrong, 35 reports?
Okay, 36 the first year, 52 the second, 76 and 368 and 1,000.
Last year she had 1,096 reports by herself. So she's busy. But we will keep you posted on things as they go. I'm sorry I took so long, but I felt it was worth that recognition since the state of Florida is recognizing. So and there's still some other things there. We'll get you that.
Go look in the package, you'll see this lovely, colorful article I presented to y'all. You know, it's the one page, it's probably one of the maps.
With that, it's just showing the low pressure out in the Atlantic that we're watching. Both of them in the Gulf, we're not too concerned on. They're going to Mexico and South Texas, which needs the rain. But if you look on page 2 and 3, there's a 40% chance.
That's what I thought. All right.
There's a 40% chance in the next 2 days,
or 48 hours and 7 days of it forming. But
as of 5:30 this afternoon, it's still holding there, and they're looking at it being a tropical depression, not a storm or anything else. So it's going to dump water into the Georgia areas north of there, which, as y'all know, in about 10 days, rivers are going to flood. So just keep that in mind. And when we get to a position where the FWC turns to a no wake zone, we will notify you guys with Paul and Hutch on closing the boat ramps. So we can automatically do that if it's what the board still wishes to do, and we'll continue doing that. The other thing in the packet, if you'll look on this here, Commissioner Hatch asked Chief Brown to give him some numbers and break out some of the grants that we're working on. I gave this to you guys. The first one is the hazard mitigation grants. This is the how this works is through the project worksheets. When you get affected by a storm, a percentage of the costs go to mitigation against other issues. So as you can tell, we wrote 6 projects for this, for a totaling of $11,555,317. The first one is the Old Town Canal project. Mr. Locklear and Associates, we've worked on that. That's to alleviate the flooding into the Old Town Hammock area and take it from Chaffis Road out to the river and down 19. The next one is the JL 901 generator. That is to make that a fully powered, self-sufficient unit. So it will, when power goes out, it will be just, there'll be no interruption in power. It will continue to run just like it does, like our ESC does. So right now, how it's set up, the generator only runs on emergency power, and they have to go manually flip the switch to get that to work. The other one is the 349 South erosion control. That, in other words, that's your seawalls on 349 South. Mm-hmm. There is the 4 road elevations in Suwannee. There is the countywide emergency warning system, which is our radio system that we Hutch was in here. That's why I look back over there. That the road department, school board, and fire and EMS, and also the sheriff's office uses. The sheriff's office now is going to the slurs radio system, but we have to have a backup unit. So that's what that is for. And the last one there will be the generator here at the courthouse. That will be the same thing. So when the power goes out, it will run the courthouse at 100% capacity. If you look on page 2, this is the LAP fund program. This is the Hurricane Idalia Legislative Appropriations Program. This is what is paying for the dredging in Suwannee, Horseshoe, the rebuild of Station 3, the building of Station 6, and the Shirt Island Beach Renourishment Program.
to the tune of $10,105,596. This money here is already in our bank account. So this was done, it had to be given, spent by the state. I cannot remember the date, but they gave us a 30-day window. Well, no, this one's before that. On this one was, so it had to be done quicker, and they said, we're just going to go ahead and cut you a check, and then you go and spend the money as needed for that. So that is where that's at. And then, of course, all the project worksheets on the second to last page. These numbers and these on these are fluid numbers. With that being said, if you look at the second item on there, Shirt Island Beat or Shirt Island Road, it has $60,000. That is, if it was covered under insurance, that's what they'll pay. Well, in the state of Florida, you can't insure a road. So they are, Kellen, I sent you an email requesting a certified stamped engineer report. That's what FEMA is asking for the funds that, or the amount that you told us it was going to be to repair that road. So it should be in your email box if you'll work on that for us. But, and then we go down the list and the process steps, the trash cans and grills for the park, that's already obligated. We have that check in hand. So we can go out if we want to buy grills and picnic tables and trash cans right now. Excuse me. We can go buy them now. We have that funds in hand. And it just goes down. Everything right now is pretty much in insurance pending. So they're in insurance review with that side of it. Anybody have any questions on this?
Oh, thank you for gathering that up. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Real quick, if I could, on the very front page, if y'all look at that. Real quick, on that, the 75-25% match. The county should have to come up with 25% of that of the HMGP funds. There was a waiver submitted for each one of those costs. So the reason I put that in there is we have not been approved for the waiver or denied on that.
Still
so
pending.
It's still pending. And they won't do the approve it until the project's approved. So if the project's approved and it's, I'm going to use the canal system, $3.5 million right there, the feds will cut us a check for the 3.4, and then either A, the county has to come up with the 1.1, or the waiver will cover the 1.1 and the state will cover it. So even though it says a county match in there, that is for what the county would have to do if we did not get the waiver. So
we'll just take the 3.4 and have the other million.
The problem is, though, everything we do has to have the match. So if we spend $100,000, we've got to meet 25% of that. So on all these projects. So anything else? Don't need from me? Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That was good anyway. Miss Kay. Hello. Thank you. Gail, she's always not here. Miss Angie?
I don't have yeah. anything.
Thank you, Miss Angie. Mr. Paul.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Scott, so thank you for your management report. We have a few items. This is a preliminary process that we have to do every year. So this is the first step of that. So number one, we request board approval to execute the preliminary rate resolution 2024-43 for fire protection services for the special assessment fiscal year 2025.
Motion. Good motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Number two, request board approval to execute the preliminary rate resolution 2024-44 for solid waste and disposal services for the special assessment fiscal year 2025.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number three, request board approval to execute the Hudson Ballfield lease agreement between Dixie County and North Florida Heat. Care of William DeWayne Cannon for the purpose of recreational use for a baseball field. The tenant will prepare an annual maintenance of the field and property in lieu of payment and allow access to other individuals and organizations. And I believe Ms. Martha did include a copy of that agreement in your package.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Number four, we request board approval to execute the agreement between Dixon County and Matthew Welding to assign him as mosquito control director for a term of 6 months to begin Thursday, June 20th, 2024 through December 20th, 2024 in the amount of $600 per month.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Number five, we request board approval to accept Liberty Partners of Tallahassee, LLC, as Dixie County Grant Services. This is the Grant Services Consultant.
Motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And, Mr. Chairman, I just would like to add that we have a couple of representatives from Liberty with us tonight. They'll just stand up so they can be recognized. If you guys have any questions for them after the meeting.
How long will it take y'all to go to work?
Huh?
How long will it take y'all
to go?
Yes, sir.
Deal, good deal.
Yes, sir.
Let's get on with
it. Number six. We request board approval to execute resolution 2024-45 for the FDOT bridge delivery and design and road closure during construction for the County Road 357 Sherm Creek and County Road 357 California Swamp Bridges. This is what DOT presented to us a couple of meetings ago. We just have to have a resolution to support.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And number seven, request board approval for a dole day for county employees on July the 8th, 2024. There have been no long-term worker comp claims for the period of January 1, 2024 to present.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Some informational items for you, commissioners. Number one, just a reminder that the FACT conference is next week from the 24th to the 28th in Orlando. Ms. Martha has provided you guys with your information package for the hotel and for the conference registration. And a reminder that the first Board of County Commissioners meeting in July has been moved to July the 3rd because the 4th falls on a holiday. So just a reminder that that meeting will be on the 3rd at 10 a.m. County offices will be closed on July the 4th, 2024, in observation of Independence Holiday. And then also, I should have put this on the action items, but I thought about it after the fact. So normally, traditionally, the governor, if a holiday falls on a Thursday or a Tuesday, the governor usually closes state offices on that Friday or that Monday. So I anticipate the governor to make an announcement sometime next week concerning the closure of state offices for Friday, July the 5th. So I'm just going to ask the board now, if the governor closes state offices for the 5th, does the board want to follow suit as we have done historically and close on that day if he issues it?
I don't see any problem with it.
Yeah.
Need a motion.
Motion.
The court will be closed.
Y'all going to be closed this time, too? Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. Any discussion? All in favor?
That's if the governor
announces for sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're closed Friday.
I'm sorry, I'm going to close.
It was David, yes, David, and then Mr. Stevenson was second, and then we all agreed.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Is that it?
All right. Stormwater Task Force, did y'all ever agree on a date?
We are looking at doing that probably the third week of July, but I have not nailed that date down for sure yet.
Ms. Watson?
I'm sorry, because we're actually looking at possibly doing that prior to the board meeting, but not meeting in July.
All right. Ms. Chana?
I have a couple things, gentlemen. I have the deeds prepared on the property that we agreed to sell to the Heather Davis Revocable Fund. So I will be presenting those for you to sign tonight, Mr. Story. I've not got the money as of yet. I anticipate it will be coming in shortly. Once it's in, then I'll record them, but I'll hold them until such time. But I'll rather than inconvenience you at another time, if possible, we'll get you to hold, sign, and I'll hold those. There is an issue that I was asked about, some research on it. It's a ship loan that was taken out in 2005. Randy Corbin. I have talked with the Tallahassee Ship Office. They have advised that the board can take action on this, that there is nothing in the ship policy that would prevent the board from making a decision on this loan. In a nutshell, there is possible default. There's some discrepancy in the description on this property, but there is a possible default either 6 months after it was taken out or at the 30-month mark. So anywhere from 18.7 would be owed to the county or 37.5 would be owed to the county. If, but the board has the option of pursuing that or making another recommendation of forgiving the loan.
I'll make a motion to accept the lien satisfaction.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to
satisfaction
of the lien. And we got a second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Who was the second?
Mr. Osteen.
Thank you.
Okay, I will prepare that satisfaction, get it sent over to the county manager, and of course, as usual, Mr. Story, it'll be available for you to sign at some point in the future.
Just call me, and because I'm all around, so.
Yes, sir. And I anticipate that won't take me but a minute. We've got the information. I just needed direction there to go. The other. We did have a mediation, which Ms. Angie was kind enough to sit in. She was going to sit in for a couple hours. It was supposed to have been all day. Just trying to give you all an update. That was on the Meldon case. There was a mediation. But according to what I understand from, it went rather well. So we are awaiting a response. Much better than anticipated. You know, I told you the parameter, I think, was around $75,000 it was sinking, but there's good likelihood it's going to be considerably less, if any at all, or we'll be going to trial. So I'll keep y'all updated on that. We do have another mediation pending on Neesmith, and I'll update y'all as that progresses.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Shane.
That's all I got, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ms. Chana.
I don't have anything other than to state that I've went in unopposed, and I'm very grateful and thankful. And as a thank you to all of you, my husband and I are going to do a cookout next Saturday, the 29th, at the City Park at 11. So we'd love for y'all to eat with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bobby.
Thank you,
Ms. Bobby.
Is that it, Ms. Barbie?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner items. Mr. Woods?
I just got something to get with Paul, and I'd really like to improve the lights at the Joe Anderson boat ramp. Them guys have a really hard time backing them boats in just due to the tournaments. Prior to daylight, somebody's got to really sit there with the truck lights holding on for them, and there's some way to get lights down there on that dock.
I mean,
if it's solar panel or whatever, there's a way to get lights down there. So
Just work on that.
Okay. Can we get Bradley to go down there and check it out?
Yeah. We've got power up to, I mean, there's citizens living there.
Right, but I'm talking, there's a dock. There's at that boat ramp, there's two ramps and one in the middle, and we need to put a light on that dock in the middle.
Okay. Right in the middle and be done.
Those guys cannot see when they back in boats in there at all.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's all I had.
They drive a lot. They go.
Mr. Hatch?
Yeah, I was not on a post, so I'll be going to eat with Barbie.
We'd love to have you.
He's having a bad time. Yeah, I got a lot of miles and gas, everything else goes along with it. But I want to talk about this HSA and SSA. I want a clear-cut path of where this board wants to go with this. So who wants to explain each one of them? We done talked about them in the workshop. I like the FSA. That's what I like. There's any questions about either one of what direction? Motion for us to go to FSA.
Okay. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to go to the
FSA, not
FSA. And we got a second, Mr. Stevenson. Any discussion? All in favor?
I thought we'd done this a year ago.
But it is official. It is official.
Yes. I do want to say also that the audit, proud to say that it's submitted. Thank y'all for y'all's hard work on that. We appreciate that. And hope everybody has a happy, safe 4th of July. Some of y'all might not be here. So we got a meeting the 3rd, correct? And remind everybody of the 3rd meeting on Wednesday. So other than that, that's all I got.
Mr. Osteen?
Yes, I have a couple of things. First off, D-Track has started the movie night again, so your grandchildren, children, bring them. Come support the D-Track community. We spend a lot of time and effort down there trying to make that a better place. Second, Mr. Leon. That nightmare I called you about yesterday, I believe his name is Mr. Brady. I got that correct? I hope there's some way we can help them somehow. That man has been through a trap, has been in a bad way here lately. Lost his daughter, and now he's going through this nightmare.
Sorry.
I know, you told me. I know, it's a can of worms, and it's bad.
Oh, your words, it's a can of worms. Okay, so you have to understand.
Yes,
I live in a world of records.
Yes, sir.
And this gentleman applied to get the power turned back on to his house, and his house is on a list of possible substantial damage reports on FEMA, and so when we see it, he's like, oh, yeah, we got to go do an inspection on that. They couldn't find out. There's not a plan for the house. The house is valued at over $500,000. And there's a signed affidavit that the Wakamata house there
is Walden.
From the building department when the power was turned on. So, I've looked at this. I've not had a whole bunch of free time, Mr. Risting.
I know, yes. I just asked. I ain't had time.
We have 80 applications on my desk right here. This is going to take. I don't know what the outcome of that's going to be. I do know that there's several parcels that were combined in there in the Stewart City subdivision.
Yes, sir.
There's a possibility that it could be under a different parcel number. We have records back to 1975. I will be happy to look as far as I can and try to help that person. I understand the urgency. You know, I didn't bring this up on my topic.
I know what I'm saying.
But I wasn't prepared for all the final answers on it.
I'm sorry. That man, I have him on my heart, so that man's going through a rough time right now. Now, I'm going to
do it
up
there.
Yep.
And if you'll get, I mean, I'm sure there's some
I just want to try to help, man. I know you do too. So let's just try to guide
him. Just do the best you can, Mr. Leon.
Well,
but you got rules and guidelines you've got to go by,
too. I ain't saying do one sideways. I want to help.
And
at the end of it, if I can't help him, I will tell him how to go about trying to move forward. There's always a way. You can take the house and elevate it to base flood and bring it into compliance, get engineering on it. There's other ways, but he's in a horrible situation. So
that's bad.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is a horrible situation to be in. And more, I try to tell people, and because a lot of people don't care about permits. They'll spend X amount of dollars on a vehicle and want to see a Carfax on it to see how many times the oil has changed, but they'll buy a piece of property and they won't even look to see if it's permitted. I live in a world of records. That's what it is. And
wasn't that house built about 30 or 40 years ago?
In the 90s, I believe.
I have an affidavit on the parcel number in 1985 that their power pole was put there and that there was not to be a house there, that it was more power pole. And it was signed over by Miss Linda Hicks. We used to work in the building department, and we can go and talk to her, and I'm sure she has a good, clear memory. I don't know, sir. You tell me. It's I understand it's a high dollar value piece of property. I get it. Trust me. I've had 40 phone calls from this morning. I've had just as many phone calls from that.
Hello, yeah. That's my question.
I wish you'd been able to get up on that.
Oh, I'm fine.
It's a horrible situation. So.
It is bad.
But I do understand it's a high dollar value piece of property, but at the end of the day, I got to have a permit to tie that back to you. It doesn't help that there's photos of this being worked on right now after the storm. When the FEMA auditor is riding around taking pictures and you have a stack of sheetrock out in front of your place, on site, they photograph it, they send it to us, say, hey, we need a report on this house right here. I don't know what to tell you.
I think you should. Whatever we can do to help him. He's in a bad way. He's in a bad way. I hate it for the family.
Thank you, Mr. Leon.
Yes, sir. I'll spend some time on it next week.
Thank you, sir. Hey, man. How you doing?
Mr. Stevenson?
I got a couple items. Hutch has done left, but he's got some trees out some roads and got some really good feedback from the citizens on how the men that went out and took care of the tree and got off the fence without damaging and all that. I want to make sure they're all recognized. And we're going to be working on, got with him about getting Garnto Springs segregated out. We're going to have somewhere around 12 camper slots there, and they're going to be numbered where they can be rented and so forth. And got a lot of thank you from the citizens on Purvis Landing. Me and Daniel and Steve, you kind of got a culvert put in there before where there's one collapsed. We put another in the road to help get that water through there. So along those lines, and I got something here from Miss Barbie. I recently had a speaking, and it was,
I didn't really say anything about anyone, but it was like,
I talked about a check that was bounced at the county.
And I was wrong. It was, I said $10, but it's $106. Right there it is if you want to look at it. And it said that I wasn't being truthful, but there it is right there.
But
anyway,
but it's from 2019.
Correct.
When did you go in office?
2021.
Okay. And when I went in office in November, you didn't go in until January.
2 months difference, Jody, and you did not go into office in 19. You went in
no,
in 20.
No, ma'am, but the check is right there. And also,
here's
the statement where we couldn't make the payroll with the time frame that we went in office also. But anyway.
I'm tired of you talking about the county finances when they're better now than they've ever been.
I ain't saying they wasn't.
Miss Barbie.
I never
met. It's over with. It's my turn now. It's my turn. I hate to do that. That's what the chairman. The chairman. This is what I've learned in 3 years. It's what the county wants me to do, and I hated to tap on you. But I'm gonna say this.
I've been here 6 years. The first couple of years, we didn't get no paper. We were working in the blind. You can talk to this man right here. He's been here longer than any of us. He's worked in the blind for a long time. Okay? I want to thank you and your staff, Miss Barbie, for getting it straightened out. And I know Miss Jackie says y'all still got a little ways to go, but I'm going to tell you, in my eyes, y'all done fixed it. The audit is on time, caught up. When I come here 6 years ago, they were behind by 3 years from the audit. So when she come in office, they were 3 years behind. Okay? I'm talking about behind. They bust their hump. They got it caught up. This year, from last year, the first year, it's on time. We caught up. Dixie County is on caught up. Okay? I've been getting letters, and it scares the hell out of me. When Tallahassee sends me a letter, Mr. Chairman, we need to know an explanation on his finances. We found, started out with 16 findings. Then it got better. We fixing to have you come up here, Mr. Chairman. I'll give it to Miss Jackie. I'll give it to Mr. Paul. I said, y'all need to do something with this, because I said, I'll resign as chairman. I don't want to go up there and answer them questions. They've got it fixed. We've got one finding, and we're fixing to have it fixed. We won't have no findings next year. Am I correct?
That's my goal.
No, it's going to be done. I got all faith in you, because you've bought it from 16 findings to one right as of right now, and by this time next year, Dixie County's going to be on top with the courthouse. Thank you, Miss Barbie, and your staff, because I know you couldn't do it by yourself. It takes a team.
Absolutely, it does.
Just like it takes a team up here, it takes five. Not one person can't take. And I'm going to correct myself. It ain't just us five. It takes all of y'all backing these five up, telling us what we need to do, how to make it better and everything else. So we all got to work together in this county. We want our county better. We all got to work together. And I think we've been doing it the last 6 years, the county's been working better and better every year, working together. And the county is in better shape now than it was 6 years ago. You may not see it, but I do. It's got a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better, and a little bit better. And I want to thank the citizens for having the trust in all of us. And I'm thanking the citizens for helping us. And thanking these four men, thanking Ms. Bart, everybody. Like I say, it's everybody. We got to work together to get it done. So we've had a good meeting. Thank you all very much. And Mr. Daniel's got one more thing to say.
I wanted to welcome Mr. Magic to the county and his business. And you'll be in my district. And if you have any issues or anything, give me a call. I'll give you my card when I go out. And I also wanted to mention we had a park attendant pass. Mr. Shane White Eagle, he was at the Waldo Art on Spillers. And he passed away. And so if y'all would, keep his family and his thoughts and everything, and that's it. I appreciate it.
All right. Now it's y'all's turn. I know we got Mr. Nobles. You need to speak again?
Yes, sir.
All right, come on.
Thank y'all very much for the time. I got a couple notes that I want to go over, but I need to direct to Mr. Gardner. I couldn't write down fast enough. What was the number five on your hazard list? I think it was maybe like your software mapping
software. Remember, that was community warning system.
What is it?
The countywide community warning system.
Okay.
It's our radios.
Okay. Thank you. And, that'd be great. Thank you. And I'm not speaking as the council of Horseshoe Beach, but I am a council member. But I'd like to see, I've been to a couple meetings now where, I lost my name, she's hiding behind the pole over there, but
Mr. Dare.
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, talking about the location for a fire station, I'd like to see maybe a sit-down negotiation with Horseshoe. We own 100 acres there at 351 in the main line, Dixie Main Line Road. And if I heard Mr. Darren right before, he said the surge line is the Dixie Main Line, which by elevations, if you look on one side of the road versus the other side of the road, they're identical elevations. And I just don't know why we wouldn't consider, if you can't find a piece of land within that 5 miles, why not come back to Horseshoe? Let's talk about a 5-acre piece in that corner, even if we got to put field dirt in it. Negotiate with us. The town may even donate it. I don't know, just to get the fire station within in the zone that we, I think Mr. Brown stated that we needed to be within five miles. To be within a certain classification, and I'd like to see that negotiation done before we go away. Plus, we have our water plant right there within like an eighth of a mile that we can provide water to that facility. Go ahead, Mr. Brown.
A couple of things. We'd be happy to talk to you any day you want to. Second, the reason we have not is because when this storm came to shore, there were 7 additional feet of surge projected. Fortunately, the Lord cleared us a little spot in the clouds. That 7 foot of surge didn't come. That water was standing in the intersection of the main line. So unless that property is 7 feet higher, we're still going to have the same problem. We'll be more than happy to help with
you. As you know, our water plan is it's 5 or 6 foot, and we didn't get but about a 1 foot surge on that berm. But before we scratched it and moved it way up into town or wherever we're going to build, I'd just like to have a sit down. We have a meeting on June 27th, and I'll bring it up to the council to see if we can set up a
I'll be back in town. You got the next. Feel free to reach out.
Okay.
And when you want to do it, we'll be happy to sit down with you. There are a lot of factors that go into that. We will be happy to do whatever works. We are in negotiations still with landowners within that 5-mile range. They have reached out with questions. We've answered those questions, and we're awaiting an answer.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there is not a lot of additional funds to do a lot of filling later. And with that being said, 1 foot of water causes us still to have to evacuate all of our apparatus and personnel because they can't respond underwater. So we tried to look at that, and then you have to look at the elevation, but if you can find us a spot there, you have to sit down and talk with you. But there was a lot of factors that went into that. It wasn't just moving out. We were trying to get to a safe area so that we don't have to spend another $1 million to set up a fire station here in the storm for the state, though, we didn't have to do that before. So, but yes, sir, we'd be happy any day you want to sit down with you. Just let us know what they want to ask you.
Okay,
we'll be out of town next week.
I'll get that set up.
Thank you.
And I guess you will probably update me on this, too. You done it in a past meeting, but just kind of a new update on the county park in Horseshoe. Where are we at?
County park in Horseshoe?
Mm-hmm.
The PWs have been written. We're awaiting answers from FEMA. That park is, sir.
And
it's
insurance review.
Well, that takes place. Some of those pieces are in different piece parts, but they're in insurance review. Once that is done, they evaluate what insurance is given or not given to the county, and what is eligible and is not. Then they will move forward with approval or disapproval, and they will recommend amounts. And once that is done, they will go into the award phase, and they will eventually send up payment, whether it be a week or
we get asked all the time from visitors and residents
I will tell you,
proposed timeline. I mean,
I will tell you exactly what I told this folks. I do not work for the federal government of FEMA. I cannot speed them up. Our representative is working every day. She was in our office yesterday. I've seen 3 emails today regarding all of those projects, not just the Horseshoe Park. As soon as they allow us a number and send us a check, we are prepared to start work. We have to have those funds because the board does not have any funds to build that park. We are working every day. Chief Garner is working every day. I have hired another young lady to work on that.
It is not just the Horseshoe Park. It is the pier. It is the riprap. It is the road at Shirt Island. It is the park at Shirt Island. The park, the road going between Gina and Horseshoe. There are a lot of projects that are submitted, and until they tell us we have it, we can't do the work. They nitpick everything because it's the federal government. They want to try to find different ways to not give us that money. Of course, they do that to them. At the end of the day, they're legitimate, viable projects, and facts and documentation is there. But it has to go through the process. Our FEMA, contract rep will review all of that. She'll send it up to Atlanta. They will review it. They have to send it further. They will. If they have questions, they'll send them back. She's going to ask questions and send it back to Atlanta. As soon as they give us those numbers and tell us what those dollars are, the county can begin work unless the board chooses to take out a loan. But we have to wait on those answers from them. I hope that answers the question. I don't know, but it's kind of out of our hands is what I'm saying. We just can't control that part of it.
So it's a little gray area there for me because we're dealing with the same things in the town of Horseshoe itself, and what you tell me, and then what we are doing, and what we have to do with to cut it short. We have to get the we go through all that stuff too, and we've got four projects in the portal. We have not been refunded any of our projects since the hurricane. There's four completed in the portal. But we have to have them completed and a paid invoice before they send us any money.
Depends on how the project's put in.
Yeah, so maybe...
Large or small project.
Yeah.
A large project, you have to do work up front. It's reimbursable. The Shirt Highway is going to be that way. It's a $2 million project. The board will have to take money out of that loan program that we discussed earlier in the workshop, and they will have to fulfill that obligation and pave that road. And then, depending, of course, it was approved, yeah, they will reimburse that. If it is a smaller project, which we have tried to break ours up into, so that we can get that money up front, so the board can afford to do that, because we are a fiscally constrained county, and we don't have an excess amount of funding laying out there to fix this. So Chief Garner and I have tried to make sure that as many as we could were broken into small projects.
Yeah.
Hence the reason we didn't build the bathrooms, the pavilions, all of the docks and everything else in one project, because it carries it above that threshold.
Right.
And that is what prevents us from having to fix it and then get reimbursed. Okay. However, there is an approval process for both projects.
Yes, sir.
Both of ours are still on.
And I had a note on here. I wanted to thank the county for getting down there and fixing the catwalk, and I kind of overlooked that, but the catwalk to the pier down there, thanks for coming down there and getting that done. And again, we're just trying to get it back to our normal situation. We're coming up on the 1 year anniversary here in a couple months. And any help? That's all we're looking for. Thank y'all.
Thank you, sir.
I can tell you, Mr. Mayor, that Horseshoe doesn't want that park fixed any quicker than the county.
That's right.
So we get those same calls.
Well, I don't know if my voice does any good, but I tell them every time they come to me to call the county commissioner of that district. Because I can't answer.
Well, that's what I do too, actually.
Thank y'all.
Hutch was already on that. Oh, I got called on the catwalk. He had it up perfect as well.
Oh, yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, does anybody else on the board need any more clarity on that information?
No, sir. No, sir. We understand, or I understand.
I'm good.
Miss Goodrich? Miss Mary? Your turn.
First of all, I wanted to say thank you for blowing out my culvert. Okay, but the ditches still need to be cleaned out all the way down the road. If you get some bad storms, I don't know how it's going to work out. But I'm sure you'll know once I know. The other thing was I was wondering, where are we with other culverts and other ditches?
You'll be glad to know that White Knight contacted me.
Yep.
Yesterday, I believe it was, and they have received another $1 million+ funding.
$1.5 million.
$1.5 million, and that is going to be spent in the Old Town Hamilton area, trying to put in some ditches and canals to put drainage in there. They've already got engineers out there working on that. when they're going to be doing the presentation. I think that's what Paul and Mark was talking about earlier.
Okay.
Right. At the upcoming next meeting. So that is in the works. The governor sent the money. They got it in hand, and they're working on it now.
Just to clarify, the budget has been signed.
We ain't got it yet, but they signed it.
The paperwork has been sent to us to fill out for the grant agreement. There has not been any money sent to us.
We ain't got it yet. It's in the works.
It's coming.
Okay, it's coming. There is one other concern, though. When they were blowing up benches, they had the prisoners out there. You know, they're very nice, they're very polite and everything, but with the heat that's been out there, it's hot. They didn't have no cold water.
They should have had coolers on that vehicle.
Every one of them ought to have a cool water cooler, but I got them on my truck.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, they did. I did supply them water.
They always just Mary, they never leave the county yard. We got ice machine, coolers, we got all that. They never leave without that stuff.
Okay.
But might have not seen it, whatever. But it doesn't take much for someone to break a sweat out there in this season. We appreciate you looking out for us.
Yep. All right. That's about it.
Thank you, Ms.
Mary.
Anybody else? Going once. Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Mr. Leoff.